Well, hello there, campers. Looks like it's a... It smells like a... Oh, stinks. It smells like a season premiere. Check out the background. I found that, and I thought, hey, let's get back to our roots. A desk in a room for no fucking reason. Yeah, the living room looked better. I know it looked better, but it's a season premiere. Why not go back to where it all started? We'll be back in the living room. I promise. I fucking promise, dude. I promise. But for now, we're here for today, for this episode, because it's been 3 weeks, I think. They're close to it, and I've missed you. I've missed you dearly. Anyway, so I was on Twitter this morning. This is surprise, surprise. The president has COVID. I shouldn't be laughing. No one should have to suffer through COVID. But, I mean, when you have rallies all the time, during a pandemic, not having mandatory masks, and I can't remember, I think it was Herman Cain, he went to your rally, got COVID, died. Maybe that's, it's a cosmic justice. One the likes of which no one has ever seen before. It tastes good. Victory tastes good. I don't like Donald Trump. Am I center right? Sometimes left leaning? Yeah, of course I fucking am. Are you kidding me? But do I like Donald Trump? No. He's not even a real politician. Matter of fact, last year, I paid more in taxes than he did in, like, 10 years. So, I mean, like, I have a right to be pissed at it. You know what I mean? Look it up in the New York Times. I promise you, you probably paid more in taxes this year than he did. Which is another thing that I don't, about politics that I don't understand. I have a lot of friends who are a lot more left-leaning than I am, and they always say things like, oh, the rich don't pay their fair share of taxes, this, that, and the other, they do this, that, and this, and that, but, like, it's not illegal. They say they're criminals, but it's not illegal. For example, if I had $1 billion, I could just take that, throw it at some random organization that the government wants me to invest in heavily. And that's that. That's that. I could just fucking... They'll say, hey, you invested in R&D? Well, here's $1,000 off your taxes. Oh, you invested in low-income neighborhoods? Here's $1,000 off your taxes. So, don't be mad... Well, I mean, I guess you could be mad at billionaires. I don't think billionaires should exist. That's something. Because, I mean, you're doing something wrong to be a billionaire. Not wrong like you failed, wrong like ethically wrong, if that makes sense. Where was I even going with this? Holy tits. Dude, since I don't know where I'm going, I'm just going to go on a random another tangent, another story. Yesterday, I was at work. And as many of you know, I work 24-hour shifts. Crazy, right? Well, I'm working, and in the morning I come in, it's 8 a.m., We get my patient up, and his wife says, "Oh my goodness, I almost forgot. It's our anniversary." "I'm so happy you're working, Ruben. It's our anniversary. You're the only person who can help the patient get up and out of the house." And I think, "Oh, wow. Cool. Great. Awesome." Which I'm happy to help, but it's just that they're so high maintenance and it's a struggle. But, you know, that's life. Anyway, we go to my patient's favorite place to eat in the whole universe, Red Lobster. Crazy. Well, hold your applause. Before we got in there, I was like, "Hey man," to the wife. I was like, "Hey man, I've never been here before." She goes, "You've never been to Red Lobster? Oh my goodness, you're so crazy." Like, hold on. I don't have a lot of money to blow on going out to eat, buddy. Chill the fuck out. I'm kind of working on a budget here. I have school to pay for. Anyway, we finally get in there. They got some shrimp. So I said, "Hey, let me get some shrimp." So I got some shrimp. I don't know why I'm saying like that. I got some shrimp. And ever since then, my asshole has been leaking like crazy. Swear to God, I literally can't walk 5 steps without the need to shit. Like, have you ever just been in the most quiet room possible? It's dead silent. Nothing's going on. And you just hear your tummy make those weird, like, sounds. I like that. Sounds. Every time I walk like 5 steps, that's what happens to me. Now I'm thinking, oh no. Well, I think I might be allergic to shrimp or something. I don't fucking know. That or it was cooked bad. All in all, the story is I ate shrimp, and for the past, it's 11:17 a.m., for the past 22 hours, I have had nothing but the need to shit. Finally got home from work, and I shit. And it was water. Brown doo-doo-dookie water. But I know what you're thinking, though. You came home to shit. Ruben, you're at work. There's got to be a bathroom there, right? Wrong. You fucking idiot. I'm scared of pooping in places that are not my home. I'm serious. The only time I do is when I'm shit-faced drunk and I have nowhere else to go. Special shout out to the boys. But yeah, if I'm sober and I'm hanging out at somebody's house, for example, let's say I'm spending the night at somebody's house when I was younger. Because, you know, I have a fucking apartment and nobody lives with me, so I could be here by myself doing whatever the fuck I want. Anyways, I'm a big boy. Big boy shit. Big fucking boy shit. Anyway, let's say I'm spending the night at somebody's house. I have to poop before I go there and then watch what I eat when I am there. Because I am terrified of pooping at other people's houses or any other businesses or, I don't know, anywhere. Gas stations especially, dude. They terrify the piss out of me. I did it once, and that was around the 4th of July this year, because I went to go see, I by myself, because I'm a big old fucker boy, big boy shit. I went to Alabama to see my granny and my family, 4th of July, baby, cousin's birthday, God rest his soul. I had to stop in Monroe, Louisiana, and I had to take the grumpiest shit of my lifetime, because the day before we had a lot of barbecue. Like, I'm talking a whole fuck ton of barbecue. Stopped in Monroe, Louisiana, got myself a speeding ticket, if you remember that. If you could believe that. And took the meanest, grumpiest shit just because I had to. I'm not going to shit in my car. You kidding me? Ooh. But yeah, terrified of shitting anywhere but my place. Even whenever I first moved into this place, in my other apartment, I was so fucking scared to shit. Don't know why. All my stuff was there. It smelled like me. Which is, you know, smells like Dior. Just playing, dude. I wear Gucci cologne. Sponsor me. Like, it was home. It's home. But I was scared to shit. And that's going to wrap up the season premiere. Peace. Check out the links in the description below. Sorry, I sound drunk. I'm not. I promise. I'm just tired. I had to work last night. Anyway, check out the links in the description. Join the subreddit. It's not the Discord, I swear to God. It's the subreddit. Send me your funniest TikToks. If you're Seth and you're watching, how'd you enjoy it? Comment down below. Everybody else, how's it going? I love you. Why are you still here? Fucking leave. Go check out the description. God. Idiot. Fuck you.